Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Wow, everyone, welcome. What a great show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat Vasily, joining you here each and every week. We have a fabulous show for you today. I am thrilled to have Ping Li back again with us. This best-selling author, this most incredible speaker, soul healer, inner transformation expert, is joining us here today because she helps people all over the globe understand their true nature, who they are, what this life is about, and how to be absolutely magnificent in it. She's joining me here tonight because we're taking on a big topic. And actually, it's a topic that I have so wanted to talk with her about. Tonight is Discover Your True Wealth in All Areas of Your Life, Shining Your Light in 2011. With best-selling author and speaker Ping Li. You know, the first time I got to speak with her was to talk about her book, Awakening, Fulfilling Your Soul's Purpose on Earth. Well, since we've had those conversations on air, we know about Ping Li is that her book has been extremely well received. And from all of this, she gets to meet and connect with all of you out there, so that each and every one of us understand who we are, what we're called to do, and how to do it beautifully in this lifetime. You know, with the flow of energy, the light, the love, the deepest gratitude, all of that is what Ping Li is about. Tonight, you're going to get to experience some of the most incredible wisdom. And as she says, all solutions you need lie within your higher consciousness. So we get to awaken within with her tonight. And for those of you out there thinking about true wealth and thinking about true wealth in all areas of our life is something that we've done a lot about and talked a lot about on the Dr. Pat Show. Recently, we created calltoconnection.com, which is a place for you to go to receive thousands of dollars worth of gifts and not have to do really anything to do that. And most importantly, we ask you to pay it forward and tell others. So this is something we created, giving for the sake of giving. So many of you have said to us, look, we'd love to do a pay it forward program. And now we have said back to you, you can become a pay it forward angel by simply going to the website calltoconnection.com, signing up, receiving your gifts, and telling other people about it. I mean, what if you were to connect with 10 other people who then told 10 other people about this way for them to receive tools, things that will help them in their lives. Tonight, Ping Li is my very special guest to talk about how we can craft and shape and tone our soul so that as we approach 2011, very exciting year for me, I have no idea why just yet, but what can we do to have our best selves show up? What does it mean to experience true wealth in all areas of our lives? You know, when I first opened the book, Awakening, one of the first pages I went to was the chapter on free will. And I'm hoping that we get to talk about free will tonight, but also talk about the most incredible way each and every one of us can shape and carve a beautiful, beautiful world. Thank you so much. I want to introduce everybody to Ping Li. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I am so honored always, and you are such an inspiration to me and many, many millions and others. And thank you for creating the show. It's just a light to the world.
Well, I have been waiting to talk to you about this, and I love that we're going to talk about 2011. You know, I knew intuitively, and I want to ask you about this, I knew intuitively that 2010 was going to be one of the most incredible years of my life, but I didn't really understand why or how. I have an equally amazing sense of 2011, but not just for me, for the many people on the planet. And I wanted to ask you, what is it about this upcoming year that could so inspire so many people if only they would, and I don't know how to finish the rest of the sentence, if only they would do what? You know what I'm trying to say? How can
Absolutely.
Each of us understand how to shine our light?
Yes. Awakening our true self and experience the true wealth that truly nurtures our heart, our soul, and bring the beautiful light of love and light to our earth plane that awakens our feminine power within each of us and anchoring into the earth plane and to heal the earth and all of us.
In your book, you talk about your heart's true desire, and I want to talk about heart for a minute. You know, I don't know about you, but it seems like we've spent a lot of time in the past couple of years in our minds, in our brains. But, you know, we see moments where hearts are opening across the globe. We see that by the goodwill, you know, that people send forth. In your book, you talk about your heart's true desire. And I wanted to ask you about this, this energy, this heart desire energy. What is it going to take for all of us to become awakening so that we tap into our heart's true desire?
So beautiful. Thank you. Our heart's energy is radiant. It's vibrant. It's like the universal energy of love that heals everything, that can bring everything together and attracting everything with effortless ease. And many of us that still have our heart is not quite opening and activated yet because of past traumas, how we grew as child, the environment when we grew was at the age where, when we were young, was important, or we choose to close our heart, not even knowingly. It is part of the human process. But it is so important now to opening our heart, because when we have our heart closed, we close out everything. We close out all the energy that possibly could bring all the good and nurturing and love and joy. And we just not being experienced the true wealth, the one thing, wealth was love. And it's like a walking on earth, but not conscious, not experienced love. It's as if we have not lived. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely essential. Spiritual awakening is about awakening the heart, about opening the heart to full love, to give and receive, have the energy. It's one of the most important feminine energy of you know, nurturing and give and receive. It's very important to heart center. Yes. So when we open in our heart so that we can allow our heart's desire to be manifested easily, not working so hard. I mean, I've done that. I don't know if probably you've done that before, right?
Yes,
I do that.
It's amazing to do it, and I think it takes a level of courage, which I want to talk to you about, because we're so protected in our lives here in this country. You know, we're very, very protected in the United States. We're very guarded around who we are, what we do. how much of we ourselves we let people know about, for example. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of opening one's heart seems like it would be for most people quite a process. And I think it was a process for you as well, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I have grown up quite unconscious, unconscious, and I have a lot of love around me. I never really felt any love, and I was working for me was a way of being alive. Working hard was kind of a recognition, kind of a way I knew that's all life is all about. I don't know how to enjoy myself at all, how to nurturing. I knew was moving forward, working, and getting titles, making the names, getting to the next steps, more and more success. You know, eventually my heart was like, no, this is not the way. I'm totally depleted. I was at the point, at the lowest of my point of where my transformation was beginning. It was a point of a heartbroken. It was a point of devastating. It was totally heart pain. So I have to let go so much of heart pain, deep, 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 deep heart pain, crying, let the pain get out. And anger, there was so much energy that was not in the vibration of love and light that was in the heart. It needed to be cleaned out and purified so that we can even to begin to feel the love. What does love feel like? Vibrating, so nurturing, like, you know, the has such a power. It's so nurturing. Did you feel that? Like,
yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, it has such a beautiful, you know, resonance. I mean, it is a vibration. And yet I am so struck by how interesting and parallel our lives are. And I hadn't really noticed this last time I had spoken with you. But what I'm struck by is what an incredibly, in the minds of many people and the standards in this country and other countries, how incredibly successful you were and are today. But today it's different. And this is what I want to share with folks tonight as we look at 2011. Because we have to find that place where we define success for ourselves. You and I were both championship table tennis players. I don't know if you know that. I certainly couldn't come close to what you did, but I was a champion table tennis player in New Jersey. And the amount of focus that takes, the incredible dedication and commitment. And then your corporate life, coming to America and being part of the corporate system, as I did, and, you know, thinking to ourselves, is this really what I'm meant to do? Incredible accomplishments for you in the corporate world. And yet, and for me as well. And yet there was a point that we got to where it seemed so unfulfilling at some point. Is that a point of awakening? Are those some of the things that we should look for, those places where there's discomfort in our lives?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Unfortunately, the pain is a great teacher for transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. But again, you know, any moment can be new, can be a moment of transformation if we understand that we don't have to experience the deepest pain before the transformation starts. So that I want to remind all the listeners tonight, no matter where you are in your life, if your life seems upside down and everything where you cannot find a reason why you are in this situation, and have faith and know everything is pointing to you it is a time for transform your entire life so you can be anew. Everything the old have to be totally gone, break down and release, purified in order to have a brand new awakening within. The pure wealth, the true wealth is rise within each and all of us. It is not in your title. It's not in your name of what you have accomplished. It's not in the material possession. It's none of that that you can claim from outside of you, but it's already within you. And that is timeless, infinite, like who you are.
What were your thoughts, if I could ask you? Did you ever for a moment, while you were competing championship table tennis player for your country at the time, did you ever think in your wildest dreams, maybe you have, of having a different life? And believe me, I understand how all-encompassing participating in a sport like that can be. You know, when did you first get a sense that you were destined to really set your own level of awakening in this lifetime?
Wow. To me, it was quite late. I never thought about that. Of course, in my 20s, when I came to this country, you know, that I never thought about that. Even in my 30s, it was after my 40s. Mm-hmm. It was evident. I knew I was destined to be, even in America. I won't be able to have any transformation if I were back home in China, because there were just not material available to allow me the opportunity to be awakened. And it was here, and it was very clear I was destined to come here. And I know when I was young, my parents, I have four brothers, and I was the baby in the family. I was 10, I'm 10 years younger than my little brother. And I have an aunt, and she lived with us and raised us, and she used to say, told my mother, don't let her little girl to go too far. But I know I was destined to be really far, like, don't let your girl to go really far. You know, you only have one daughter, but I was table tennis playing. I was in college. I was in America. I was never close to my mother. And that was one, the pain was deep, deep pain. One of the reasons I know for my transformations, but I was just funny. Yeah, don't go too far. So that was definitely, especially after my, of course, everything become clear after I was awakened, and I knew that was my destiny, that was my purpose, and I was destined, at that point, it was after my 40s, it was definitely a moment that I knew that. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about turning 40, but I certainly had the same aha awakening moment. Myself. And, you know, what's interesting is, and I want to talk about this for a little bit. What's interesting is 2010 seemed to be full of awakenings, not just one awakening, but several awakenings on many different levels. For those of you just tuning in, I want to make sure you know that, you know, on the Dr. Pat Show tonight, I'm thrilled to have this best-selling author and speaker, Ping Li, joining us here today. Her book is Awakening, Fulfilling Your Soul's Purpose on Earth. Tonight we're talking about how to discover your true wealth in all areas of your life, shining your light in 2011. And I want to ask you, Ping Li, have we set the stage well enough in 2010 for what is to come in 2011?
Absolutely. Absolutely, but there's much work to be done, much.
Okay.
And I knew it takes all of us.
Mm.
It takes all of us to awakening within. And this is such an opportunity for souls growth, for our purpose to be on this lifetime. There's a reason why we were born in this period of time. There's so, it's such an opportunity to grow as a soul. It's the highest spiritual growth, and we will be rewarded. And the job is to allow our light to shine. And the key to do that is to letting go all of our pain, open our heart for love and for the light, and let go the thoughts no longer serve us, let go the feelings no longer serve us, let go the angers no longer serve us, let go the attachment to the material that no longer serve us. It's all of that three-dimensional world, the illusion that created by the mind that sticks and pains us, that keeps us in the space of dimension of suffering. All of that need to be cleaned so that our soul can break through. The vibration of love and joy can come through us. And this is the only way the divines can come through us, so we can anchoring our light into the earth, so we can heal our earth plane, and this is very important. Then heals us. It's like we're healing each other. We bring out the light through ourselves down to the earth plane and heal the Mother Earth, and the earth also provides us and heals us back. So it is very important, so we work together.
You know, one of the things you talk about in your book, and this has been so important, it's been such a lesson for me, Ping, in reading your book and getting to know you, and also understanding how we can live every day of our life on this journey. And I'm not one to say that I do it perfectly, but there's so much that we can tap into so that we can discover our true nature, our true wealth. One of the things you talk about in the book is our divine helpers. The chapter, you call it your divine helpers. And so often we call on these divine helpers when life is just awful. You know, when things are coming down all around us, then we pray to God. Then we pray to God. Then we pray. Then we're like, help me now. Help me out of this. Yeah, save me. But rarely do the mass of people pray to have a connection and a conversation with spirit, perhaps even before disaster strikes. And I wanted to talk with you about the role that you see for us as we move into 2011, and what role this connection with these divine helpers would have in speeding or accelerating our awakening path.
Wow. You know, the first thought came to me when you were talking was, I have this, I said it was a strong statement. I believe in with my life experiences, nothing is possible without divine support.
No kidding.
It is strong, but it is absolutely for me, but I knew it is for people as well. And without divine support, intervention into our life, guidance, and also, Dr. Pat, bring the healings and transformation, opening our heart on every level, it is absolutely necessary. I know I rely on the divine light and energy for transformation is a way of my working with people. Without them, I know I am a candle and you are a candle. All of us is just a candle. But the real power of transformation, the energy for healing is directly from the heaven above, from the divine helpers, from our mother, Kuan Yin, and Mother Mary, Jesus, and the Buddha, all the many ascended masters, and beings of light and master of, I call the highest healing master of Reiki and light, all the angels, all the guides, and every help is surrounded us so much. So if we are not calling upon their support, we are missing out, I would say 90%. I mean, we can make our life so much easier and joyful with their assistance. So first, we have to open our heart and ears and to listen with faith and to hear the guidance and to trust. And that, to me, is everything, Dr. Pat.
Well, the reason I ask you this question is because I agree with you. We have got some work to do. And
yes,
let's just talk about some of the work we have to do. Some people say, at least in this country right now, that we have elevated the level of fear in the past 10 years to a point, some folks believe, a point of no return. As a matter of fact, some folks say that we have now created a generation of children that have learned how to be fearful at a very young age. And yet, when we think about some of the great, let's just call them spiritual leaders, holistic leaders, people like you, people of our time that are leading us forward, it is called for us to have the most expansive time of our lives, of our generations. And I want to ask you, isn't this paradoxical?
Yes. Yes.
Is it a cosmic joke?
Wow. And these are the times that people are most needed to transform.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pain is really getting to us, it's unbearable. And at the moment, we'll kneel down and say, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, and sometimes it's like we need to be cracked before we're opening.
Mm.
When we have to suffer so much to the point of unbearable because how we conditioned is so deep. It's hard to think in any other way because we cannot think in other way. We would love to have things to come to us much more easier and flow, much more joyful and effortless, and all the love and nurturing. We love that, but we never told that. We never showed another way of having things, manifest things, inquiring things. Well, we told we had to work so hard to make money. We told we have to work so hard to make a living. And this is how we were, exactly how the mind was programmed. So to unprogram the mind, it's not an easy thing. And we have to be to the point of the deepest sorrow and pain. And we knew there's no road, there's no direction, there's no hope. And the moment we begin to look, if there's one more choice I can make, and that is, and it is the only choice at that point. And now, then we know, we'll discover that is the only choice within, going within, discover the God, awakening the divine goddess within, awakening the true self and all the wealth and all area of our life within. So, isn't it interesting, no?
It is interesting, and, you know, it brings us to, to think about, some of the work that you're doing with people on an individual level. As we get in touch with the alignment of who we are and the discovery of who we are, I want to talk about something that we haven't talked about in your book. And for those of you that are wondering, the book is called Awakening. Ping Li is my very special guest, Fulfilling Your Soul's Purpose on Earth. This is one of the parts of the book I don't think that you and I spoke about in the last conversation we had. because there's so much to talk about. We can't possibly get to it all.
Yes.
But you talk about the law of giving and receiving. And you say the universe has a perfect accounting system that operates according to the law of giving and receiving. And I want to talk about that because I think that a lot of folks that are listening to the show now and that will listen to it later, you know, have an idea about what it means to receive and what it means to give. But I don't know if we truly understand the unconditional nature of that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, because it is very important. When we gave unconditionally, I said we will, the universe will return to us tenfold, even more, but not necessarily to whom we gave or to whatever we gave, but the universe always returns to us a tenfold. It is very important because when we gave, if we have an attachment, that meaning on the vibrational level, we are actually in the vibration of lack. So then what we will return is lack.
So when we come from this place of scarcity in asking, so to speak, is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is in our vibration because the universe, how did the universe receive our, how did it know the truth whether we be in thinking in lack or feeling in lack? Because our thought and feelings are all of vibrational. Our vibration is how the universe receives. And the vibration, the same equal vibration will come right back. So when we gave with attachment, with a way of wanting something back or attached to some kind of desire, actually we are giving, and the vibration, not unconditional, is attachment of type of lacking or scarcity. And that's why that we will not have returned back what we won from the universe. That's what we have checked in, not only our thoughts. People think, oh, I'm thinking very positive. I have a lot of abundance. I have all the love, all the money. But the thinking part is not enough because if you check in your body has such a wisdom. Also, your body stores every experience we ever experienced during not only this life, past lives. So if we're thinking about wealth and check into your body, and you feel immediately whether you are feeling lacking, scarcity, or you are feeling abundant, parts of your body will become tense up, becomes discomfort. And you knew that was the energy right there, stuck there, within the vibration of scarcity. And that's one of the reasons that if you want to have more wealth, it's not having coming to you because you are not in harmony with what you're asking.
Well, and this is because at some level, and let's talk about this, because we are talking about tonight, you know, we are talking about how we can discover true wealth in all areas of life, how we get to shine the light in 2011. And, you know, I've been called, you know, an eternal optimist. Some people that listen to my show on a regular basis always ask me, why are you so upbeat? You know, how do you do it? One of the things that it's really easy for me to answer that question because most of the time paying people listen to me on radio. And they listen to me doing what I love, just love to do radio, right? But then the question is, well, how am I when I'm not on radio? Well, I'm actually quite an introvert. And if you ask anyone that does know me, I hardly say two words. It's hard to believe. But yet each of us has an opportunity to shape, to sculpt, to create the masterpiece of our lives. What do you see moving forward to 2011, especially January 11th? That it doesn't get much better than that. What do you see all of us needing to do, needing to say, and needing to reflect upon so that we can truly awaken to the most expansive notion of who we are?
Absolutely. The first thing came to me was life is such a teacher. Because life in itself is a school for the soul. And that's every theme that is played out in your life right now. Take a close look. Each one of us, that's one of the life lessons, chapter two, your life lesson. Each of us has a major themes of lessons, whether it be relationship, whether it be financial, whether it be whatever area that you are working on, you know this is something come up in your life over and over and over again. Whether you'll be always in a bad relationship, whether you'll be always something come to you. So if you would pay attention to your life right now, you know what it is. And what it is, you know that. So ask yourself, for each and every situation and each and every moment of your day, what I am learning, what I need to let go of so I can learn to love, learn to forgive, learn to appreciate everything in my life. So everything is about to purify, to let go, to release. Because all the experiences are not the experience of essence of our soul. That's our true wealth. That who we are is pure love, joy, abundance, nurturing, you know, ease and flow and happy. If it's not all that, meaning we need to let it go off. So we're in a constant, actually we're unlearning what we've learned and releasing, letting go all the experiences in our who we are. So we're kind of in the process of reveal. It's like your pure wealth is wrapped up inside the black bag, if you will, lots of bags, you know. So all we need to do is clean away and purify the black bags like onions and purify. So every day what we are doing is when we meet a situation we don't like it, meaning that reflect to us. That's the energy we need to let go of. If we experience a scarcity in the finance, meaning we need to let go of that feeling of it so that we can attract abundance. So we are in the process of just kind of peering away and reveal our true self, you know, our pure wealth, true wealth within. So that's all of us need to do.
Yeah, and let's talk about this from language that you so wonderfully talk about in your work and in your book. And I want to talk about this for a minute because I don't know that I've ever really had, you know, this conversation quite this way. As we get ready for 2011, the number 11, people say, and hopefully you'll comment on this, the number 11 is a very powerful and spiritual word. You know, numerologists are looking at 11, more so in some cases than 2012, calling it the year of opportunity, meaning that it is really a year where some people will move through it and arrive at 2012 in a way that they can't even imagine. And the thing that I'm referring to, or at least I want to talk with you about, is this idea of vibration, this idea of energy. And what does this mean in the context of truly being and having wealth in all areas of our lives? But what does this mean as we step forward into 2011? What do we need to do to heal? What is that level of energy and vibration that we need to learn about? Because some of us may not know about it, but yet we know it when we feel it.
Absolutely. The energy is everything, because the entire universe is energy and vibration. Everything, our entire body. I mean, we cannot see with our physical eye, but actually we are our entire body. The energy fields around us, our physical body, energy, emotional body, energy body, mental bodies, energy body, and our aura is like we are pure light. Our essence of being is a light, is a pure vibration of light. And the reason it is very important, thank you for this, to experience, and love is also a vibration. And the vibration of the universe is so abundant. And we're in the three-dimensional world. We can have the ability to manifest, to bring the pure light of universe into our physical form just by our thoughts. And we are incredible being. But the reason that we are not manifest, creating easily and experience the vibration of joy and love on the consistent basis, because our vibration of our body is our receiver, is so dense with the pain, physical, dimensional trauma and the pain and the discordance and angers and whatever it might be, it's these are energies surrounding us, so we cannot receiving. We are not in harmony, so we can feel the vibration of love so often, and we don't even remember how to feel love. You know, from moment to moment, we just go. We just forgot even to how joy is feels like in our body, because our body is so stuffed with the energy of other vibration than joy and love and abundance. It's almost the vibration of pain and discomfort and others. And the key is really all of us need to take time. Slow down instead of working hard. We need to slow down. Take a deep breath. Maybe we should do that, right?
I think we should do that, because as we're getting ready to come into the holiday season, I will tell you, there are more people that are going to completely forget how to breathe than you can even imagine.
Yes.
Because
yes,
it's the time of year that we should be breathing, and yet we speed up so quickly, it's almost as if we lose our breath.
Absolutely. And the more we speed up, the more we lost our breath, and the more struggling, more stress we experience, and the more exhausted. Like, we can totally exhaust ourselves, because the breath is allow us to connect with the divine. So let's do a breath. I like to take a deep, deep breath all the way down to our belly. In from your nose, like open up your entire body. If you can stretch your body, and if you can like put up your shoulders, like stretch your entire body, put up your hand into your air, if you can, and allow the air, open up the crown, allow the air to all the way down, traveling through entire your body to support you, and then just hold for a second and go with the breath and sound. And you're letting out everything that no longer serves you. Wow, that feels better, isn't it?
And it's so simple, isn't it?
Isn't it? And if we can just do this breath and slow down and our quality of life will shift immediately. Immediately. The key is to remember to do that. See, sometimes we so caught up, we forgot to breathe. It's to remember. So that's why higher the consciousness is key. Everything lies your higher conscious. Without recognition, nothing can be changed. Even it's not sometimes we don't know, Dr. Pat. We knew all the little tricks, but we don't do them because we don't remember.
No, we don't. And it really is a time to remember. I think that's what this year was about. And there's something about moving forward into 2011 that seems so much about action. But, you know, action with the right level and vibration. There's a quote, one of my favorite quotes, and I want to ask you about this because it has meant so much to me and I have known so little about it. And it's a quote by Hafiz. And the quote is, what we speak becomes the house we live in. And I wanted to ask you about that because we spend so much time with our words and in our conversations. And if we were to take that to heart, that simple message from Hafiz, what we speak becomes the house we live in, then what do we need to speak in order to live in the most beautiful, sacred, robust, and abundant house beyond our imagination?
It is so true.
Uh-huh.
Because our words has the power of manifestation. And that's the reason. Everything we speak, because when we speak, we vibrating. And that vibration not only internalize, also that vibration sends our request to the universe. And that's exactly what the universe will bring back to support us. And we manifest that in our reality. So what we speak becomes the house we live in. Because our words has absolute power. Just like our thoughts, the words is very powerful. We speak into being. We speak, that's why. So it is very important to speak wisely. Only say what you want and nothing else. I remember a little movie I watched called Little Seven Bunnies, and the mother bunny told, a little bunny was talking to this dog or something, and the mother bunny said, don't speak anything if there's nothing good to say, something like that. It was so cute. But it is so hard, but it is so true, Dr. Pat. Thank you for sharing this code. Very beautiful. Yes.
Well, I think that's really sort of, you know, we talk about awakening, we talk about what we have to do. You know, it was interesting, we opened up the phone lines today on the show, and you know, a lot of people call in, and basically folks have said this, and I would love for you to comment on this. They've said, you know, I've read all the books, I have done all the meditations, I surround my environment with Kuan Yin, with Buddha, with Jesus, with whatever that is. And yet I can't seem to get my life going in the direction that it needs to go. And so I thought about that for a bit. And I listened to the guest at the time on the show comment about it. But it really is a mystery for people to figure out what they're doing wrong. Because what they want to know is, what am I doing wrong? But isn't the question, what are we doing right? Or maybe it's neither one of those.
Yes. Maybe it is none of that.
Right.
What come to me is, there are a point, there are many things that we do over and over. It doesn't seem we doesn't seem to yet to affecting the physical reality, but everything that we do, it does make a difference. It's, if you have not experienced in the physical form yet, it just meaning that the vibration shift is not in what you desired yet. But it doesn't mean that you have not made progress. It means you, everything you did brought to this point that you are listening to our conversation. Maybe next guidance will come to you. There's assistance available to you. Because sometimes we work so hard, we forgot about check into to really ask for the divine for a very specific question. So it is very important to have a very clear intention of where you want to go and what support you need. And the inner vibration shift and alignment is, to me, is the key to have the reality you desire. But definitely, even though you have not seen in the outer reality, but you must have making progress along the way. Sometimes where we, I called where, and they told me I was, Kuan Yin's been working with me for lifetimes, and maybe work with me for 20, 30 years before I even knew she was working with me until later. But all the work is necessary, working in the dark, then you're working under the light. So whoever had that comment, you are right now, you are in the perfect time, perfect place. All your effort have been paid, and feeling is very correct that maybe all you need is a little bit more shift, and you knew that your help is right here for you, and you're seeking within, and you know your teacher show up, isn't it?
Whether we want them to show up or not.
Well, we are ready. They will show up. Whether you're looking or not, they will show up.
Well, I want to ask you this last question, and boy, I can't. This time has gone so quickly. Before I ask you, I want to make sure everyone knows how to get to your website, get a copy of your book, sign up for the newsletter. For those of you out there, if you want to connect with Ping Li, you can go to the website awakenwithinpath.com. That's awakenwithinpath.com. You can get copies of her book, find out more about her, find out about her workshops, and just everything that you can imagine. But the book is going to give you the real secret. The question I wanted to ask you is about you personally. What is your vision for 2011? What are you visualizing for yourself to become?
Immediately, I see the earth is lighting up with all the hands together.
Yeah.
That was the vision came. Meaning that by working together, by joining hands and joining hearts, awakening together, so we will heal each one of us and heal the earth. And that will be my vision.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and ask you, if you have a personal message for folks listening to the show, what do you want to leave everyone with?
Wow. I want everyone to seize the moment. It is an incredible opportunity for our spiritual growth, for our soul's growth, for our destiny, for the reason that we are here this time on earth. And we can be advanced in a credible, amazing way that's deeply deeply, deeply nurturing our heart and our soul, and also serve the humanity. And by working within, awakening your feminine power, your divine power, and see this moment, and let's work together.
I want to thank you for joining us here tonight. Everyone, if you want to find out more about the book Awakening, go to the website awakenwithinpath.com. And certainly you can find out more about Ping on the website, Vision Mission Workshops, working with her directly, and so much more. Much love to you, and I can't wait to connect with you in person in December when I'm back in New Jersey.
Yes, I can't wait to see you in person. It will be such a delight. Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Well, I want to thank everyone out there for tuning us in and turning us on. And remember, as Ting Li would say, you have everything within you to awaken. Do so beautifully with ease and grace and love. Until next time, I hope you all have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous holiday season. And remember, you are the love. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
July.